This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. Congress is already working on the 2018 Farm Bill, and last week, Colorado Senator Bill Bennett held a listening session on the Farm Bill with his staff here in Cortez. You were there. What did you hear from the people who were attended? What are their concerns and questions? What struck you?
What struck me was that there was more discussion about conservation issues than I thought I would hear. I was thinking I might hear more about the farm programs, such as the insurance programs and disaster relief and those sorts of things. But conservation was on the minds of a number of folks that were there discussing that. And, of course, there was kind of a mixed bag as far as the people who were talking about the various issues. And there's 12 titles, they call them, in the Farm Bill, broken up by, you know, conservation and trade, nutrition and research and those sorts of things. But when we take a look at all of that, I'd say probably the two main topics were the conservation, and there were some members of the Four Corners Young Farmer Coalition who were there who talked about the problems that they had getting beginning farmer loans and farm loans from the Farm Service Agency, which handles those issues, and the fact that when they needed the money, it wasn't available.
Why isn't it available?
Well, as Senator Bennett's staff said, was that the problem was that, you know, they don't have any, they never get the budget done on time. So then the Farm Service Agency doesn't know how much money they're going to have at any given point in time, and it comes that way with other programs that they're administering. A farmer I'm working with right now, they're waiting on finding out whether there's going to be funding for some equip dollars that were going to be going into providing some sprinklers and some upgrades on irrigation systems. So that's really a big issue when it comes to timeliness of these programs. Also heard from, there was about three folks there representing the nutrition side of it. And of course, when you take a look at nutrition taking up $390 billion out of the total of about $490 billion farm bill.
By my count, that's about 90%.
Yeah. Yes, that's a lot.
I wonder if they should change the name of the bill from the Farm Bill to the Nutrition Bill.
Well, that's a good point, and there's been discussion about separating it. But then if you separated it, then there would be no impetus for the Congress to really go out and take a look at these farm programs. So most experts say it's not a good idea.
The population centers, which benefit from the nutrition programs, would not support the 10%, which is really directly going to farmers.
That's exactly right.
It's political.
Yeah, it is. It's political. And it's about 80%. But the other thing that came up was that when you take a look at some of these parts of the Farm Bill, like forestry, and of course that's a big issue in our area, forestry makes up a very small percentage, like 1% of the total Farm Bill, but then we have all of these issues with fire control and thinning forests so that we don't have wildfires. So when you take a look at the total picture, it's very difficult to get all this stuff into one sack that's then going to be passed as the 2018 Farm Bill.
Well, we're watching it happen right now, so pay attention, folks. That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.